The PL11D states that employers pay Class 1A national insurance contributions on most benefits. And on the PL11D, they're shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. Only Section B for payments made on behalf of employees, Section C for vouchers or credit cards, and E for mileage allowance payments. M for other items and N expenses payments are blue boxes. And there's often confusion between this brown and blue box idea. People know that the brown box is Class 1A, but often don't realise that the blue box potentially might mean there's a Class 1 national insurance liability, and perhaps that should have been paid through the payroll before the end of the tax year. One example is the payment of school fees, where if the contract is between the employer and the school, it is a benefit in kind and Class 1A national insurance apply. However, if the contract is between the parent and the school, so that the employer is paying the school fees on behalf of the employee, Class 1 national insurance liability is due. The Class 1, as I've said already, has to be collected through the payroll at the time that the fees are paid. Another example might be private medical insurance, where it's only appropriate to report the benefit in Section I of the P11D if the contract is between the employer and the insurance company. The CWG 5 booklet, Appendix 1, Common Benefits, is ideal for checking this. Provides details of whether the liability is Class 1 or Class 1A and whether it should be reported on a form P11D, and if so, where to put it on the P11D.